We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Andy Benoit, formerly a Sports Illustrated and NFL analyst, and we give him VIP treatment here at 95.7 The Game on Bonte Steiny Guru, because we made fun of you for that prediction. We were thinking 7-9, 8-8, so you get the VIP treatment when you come on this show, and we love your analysts here, and we wanted to bring you in talking about Cam Newton here. First of all, the move to New England, 1 year, can make as much as $7.5 million in New England. Is it a good move for the Patriots, good move for Cam Newton?
I think potentially it's a great move for both sides. I was surprised by it initially. As I've thought more through it in recent weeks, I've kind of expanded my thinking. But my initial thought was Bill Belichick is going to want a quarterback who runs their system exactly on schedule. In other words, he's going to want a known entity at QB. And they believe they're in New England. We can out-scheme and out-execute people as long as we're doing what we're trying to do. We don't need special playmakers. It's the do-your-job mentality. So I believed them when they said they're high on Jarrett Stidham and that they would be comfortable, and I don't know if they came out and said this outright, but their actions suggest they'd be comfortable if they had to go with Brian Hoyer, two guys who they've seen over the years and have seen in their building before. So that was my thinking, and I'm not convinced that they're still not going to do that. I think what Belichick understands, though, is first of all, if Cam Newton is healthy and right, he's better than those other two options, and that's a big deal. I mean, Newton was an MVP in 2015, so there's an upside issue. But more than that, he sees the 49ers go to the Super Bowl on the strength of their running game, and not just a running game, but a multi-dimensional running game. And he sees the Ravens have an even better run game and go 14-2. And I think he believes right now the NFL has become such a passing league that the defenses are pass defenses. They're not caught up to the pounding old school running football. And they're especially not caught up to the new age pounding football where you play with power, but you also have jet sweeps and read options and all the different gadgets that the Ravens and Niners feature. So there's no off season right now. No one's been practicing. I think there's a good chance to go in and win with a run-first offense. And if you have a QB who's mobile like Newton and can give you 10 carries a game, that makes you a lot more difficult to defend on every carry that you do. So you play to your defense. You still have a good defense in New England. You run the ball because defenses are not caught up to that quite yet. And maybe you steal an AFC title game.
Andy, taking a look at Cam Newton's skill set or what it was when he last played, did you have in mind a team or two that you thought he could fit into? Or is it a case of, you know, it's one of these situations where a lot of teams already have their starter. You can't bring a Cam Newton in to be a backup. You can't have him, you know, in the shadow of a young quarterback. Was there another team besides the Patriots that you thought he might have fit into?
Well, I do think there are teams that believe he's not an ideal backup QB, if for no other reason than he's been a superstar before, and people like us get on the radio and start saying, hey, why isn't Cam Newton playing or starting when your regular quarterback throws an interception? So I think there were some teams that probably saw it that way. I know one team that I thought would have made a lot of sense for Newton is the Los Angeles Chargers, and not just because they need to have an identity with as they try to capture any piece of the L.A. market. Newton is a guy you could certainly market and headline. But I know Anthony Lynn, their head coach there, wants a mobile QB. Anthony Lynn's a former running back coach. He is a very, very smart run game designer. He likes Tyrod Taylor because he understands the value of mobility at quarterback. When the defense has to defend the mobile QB, they become very limited and much slower and more reactive in how they defend all of your run plays. And Lynn understands that. So I thought Newton would have made sense for the Chargers for that reason. Now, I also believe the Chargers probably see themselves more as a zone-blocking team. And with Newton and what he did in Carolina, it was a lot more man-to-man blocking. And that might sound like not a huge deal, but we're talking about how you're coaching five offensive linemen. So five of your players have to be on the same page there. And if you feel like you're best in a zone scheme, that doesn't have as much room for the type of mobility that Newton offers, where he's running those quarterback powers or he's operating behind lead blockers.
Andy, I posed this to my guys earlier. I'll get your thoughts. You know, the offseason's been hijacked by Brady and Gronk going to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's got young talent, but they haven't done anything. But we kind of just put them in the NFC Championship. But now with Cam, who's took another team, old team to the Super Bowl, with the hoodie, who's the better team right now in your estimation?
That's a good question, because we have to look at the defenses for both of those teams, and Tampa Bay's defense is young and they got better over the course of last season. I don't think they're on the cusp of a major breakout this year, but they are definitely a young unit trending upward, and they run a pretty complex scheme. So that's a positive. New England has the best secondary in the NFL, and everything they do defensively stems from that. And obviously that's taken them to great places in recent years. So I don't know. That's a good question, who the better team is. Because what we're also asking then is, do we want a known entity like a Brady and a Gronk, where you kind of know how you're going to play with them? They're going to be in a new system, but you really know what you're getting and what you can do there. Or Cam Newton, where you know what you're getting with him, but we haven't seen it with another team before. We have not seen the Patriots be a run-centric team over the course of an entire season. Remember in 2016, though, guys, they had a Thursday night game against the Houston Texans, and they were down to Jacoby Brissett as the starter. Brady was suspended. Yep. Garoppolo was out injured. And a three-day week, they came out and did a ton of read option and just featured Jacoby Brissett's mobility, and they shut out the Texans and won the game. So it's not like they don't know how to handle and use these guys. But a lot of guys in New England, they're going to be doing a whole different thing offensively if Newton's in there. They're not going to plug in Cam Newton and run the same system that they did with Brady. Those guys are too different stylistically. Even just as passers, they're very different stylistically.
Andy Benoit here on 95.7 The Game. Real quick, man, because we're up against it. We do thank you for the time today, Andy. Just what's your thoughts on Nick Mullins in the backup situation in San Francisco? If Jimmy Garoppolo goes down, and knock on wood, I know all 49er fans are like, what are you talking about? Jimmy Garoppolo's going to be all right. But if he does go down, because he's always just one hit away, where's Nick Mullins at? How good is Nick Mullins? Because we heard a lot of talk about, oh, boy, the Niners don't want to trade Nick Mullins because he's such a valuable backup and he could potentially be a starter. Where are you at with Nick Mullins, Andy?
I agree with the Niners. I thought he looked tremendous when he started a couple of years ago. What you really like with him is, for one, he has true guts and courage in the pocket. He does not fear pressure. He doesn't worry about getting hit. He's willing to step up and make the difficult throw. His arm is better than you'd probably guess, especially for the type of offense they run, where it's really about precision accuracy as much as anything. And then he's willing to pull the trigger. There was not very much indecisiveness at all with Nick Mullins. So I'm not at all surprised that the Niners like him. In fact, I was almost a little surprised that they got Garoppolo, because I thought maybe Mullins would be a guy they'd want to look closer at. Now, they got a good deal on Garoppolo, though, so it made sense. But I am high on Nick Mullins.
There you go, Bonte. There you go.
Oh, boy. Andy. You know what? I'm not going to mock you. I'm not going to get on you, man, because you predicted the Niners winning 11-plus games last year. I've had thoughts on Nick Mullins, man. I'm not sold, Andy. But, man, maybe I need to rethink and watch some more film and get in the film room with you or something, man, because you just sold our audience on Nick Mullins.
Well, I hope so. Look, I'm not saying he ought to supplant Garoppolo anytime soon, but I completely understand why the Niners would not want to trade him.
Wow.
Interesting.
Dez Bryant wasn't wrong, huh?
Dez Bryant wasn't wrong. And Eddie Benoit, you are welcome on the show anytime. If Nick Willis comes out here and throws some 4,000 yards, you better believe we'll have you on line one. Andy, thanks so much for the time today. Hopefully you're safe, man, and good luck with your career.
All right. Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.